We have a variety of news stories to finish with. Norwich has heard that it has been awarded a £32 million to improve transport, rather less than the city had hoped for. Norwich County Council is expected to raise taxes by 4% next year and to make cuts of £26 million in its budget amid the rising cost of coronavirus. More than £1 million has been awarded to councils across Norfolk to keep homeless people in accommodation. As the lockdown continues, coronavirus has left hospitals struggling to keep up with planned treatment. But more people in Norfolk and Waveney are set to be offered free flu jabs to fight the combined threat of influenza and coronavirus. Here is Nikki with the first of these stories.
Norwich is to get £32 million to make changes to transport in and around the city, including shake-ups for the railway station, Heartsease Fiveways roundabout, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and St Stephen's Street. But while the money's been welcomed, the government's award is a fraction of what council officers had originally hoped to get. The government announced Norwich would get the £32 million after the city was left to battle it out with Portsmouth and Stoke-on-Trent for a share of £117 million from the Transforming Cities Fund. Transport for Norwich officers originally hoped to get between £75 million to £162 million, but missed out on the initial award of cash and had to resubmit a case with a medium value of £32 million and high and low cases of £5 million either side. The government's awarded the £32 million, which will lead to a total of £59 million being spent. The schemes include a £3.7 million towards a £4.4 million redesign of the Fiveways roundabout in Heartsease and £5 million towards a scheme in St Stephen's Street, which council bosses say would speed up buses. Just over £1.4 million is for a new bus interchange at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, close to the outpatients' entrance. This would cut congestion and make it safer for vulnerable people using the disabled car parking area, who currently run the risk of coming into conflict with buses. Just over £2.1 million would be available for a £2.5 million scheme to make changes to the Foundry Bridge Junction, close to Norwich Railway Station, with more space for pedestrians, changes to crossings and better facilities for buses at the station. Another £2.3 million would be used to expand Thixhorn Park and Ride site by 400 spaces to serve Norwich Research Park.
Norfolk County Council is set to increase council tax payments by 4% and make £26 million in spending cuts in its toughest budget so far amid the rising costs of coronavirus. The council has unveiled its first set of plans for next year's budget and warned that, without additional funding from central government, it could be forced to make further savings. In September, the council said it faced a £45 million budget gap, which it now said it had brought down to £15 million by changes to the way it provided services and charging people higher rates of council tax. Andrew Jamieson, the council's cabinet member for finance, said, "This is the toughest budget the council has faced so far. The triple whammy of rising budget pressures, uncertainty over government funding and the cost of tackling COVID-19 have created a unique challenge." Financial forecast, published by the authority on Friday, described the 2021-22 budget as being developed in a climate of almost unprecedented risk and uncertainty. The impact of the pandemic has meant that expected government funding announcements for local councils have been delayed, and the cost of responding to the crisis has prevented the council from making £17.3 million worth of savings it expected this year. Mr. Jamieson said the council wanted to make additional savings of £18 million across adult social care, as well as £5 million savings from the children's services budget. The authority plans to reduce the amount it spends on providing community and environmental services by £7 million and cut its strategy, governance, finance and commercial services bill by a combined total of £6 million. Council tax is set to rise by 1.99% and the council hopes to increase the adult social care precept and the amount it can charge for providing the service by 2%.
More than £1 million has been awarded to councils across Norfolk to try to keep the homeless people who were housed due to Corona's lockdown in accommodation. Councils scrambled to house homeless people in temporary accommodation in March due to lockdown restrictions. The move presented what the chief executive of Norwich's St Martin's Housing Trust described as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to put an end to rough sleeping. But there were concerns momentum would be lost due to a lack of cash for ongoing support and people would end up back on the streets. However, the government's announced £91.5 million to help keep people in accommodation, of which just over £1 million is for Norfolk. The biggest amount is going to Great Yarmouth, with just under £400,000 to help the Borough Council continue its work. Council leader Carl Smith said the council made offers of temporary accommodation to 153 people who were rough sleepers or at risk of rough sleeping between March 23rd and June 30th. While we're pleased to say some have transitioned into longer-term accommodation via the council, its partners, or into tenancies in the private rented sector, a proportion remain in temporary accommodation, and the council's working with those individuals to support them into settled accommodation. Norwich City Council is getting £217,350. Kevin Maguire, Cabinet Member for Responsibility for Rough Sleeping, said the council had provided emergency accommodation for 120 rough sleepers, or those at risk of rough sleeping. Of them, 104 had moved out of emergency accommodation into more settled housing. He said, "We're pleased to have received the money we bid for from government, which will enable us to deal with the effects of COVID-19 in the short term. However, there are wider issues which affect rough sleepers, such as lack of accommodation and support services, which need longer-term funding solutions." He said he feared more people could find themselves homeless due to the financial impact of COVID-19 and urged the government to provide further money.
Coronavirus has left Norfolk hospitals battling to keep up with planned treatment, figures show, with the number of patients waiting more than a year soaring by 2,300%. In March, as coronavirus pandemic began to take hold in the UK, 93 patients had waited more than 12 months for their treatment at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But new figures from NHS England show that figure had risen by 2,286 by July, an increase of 2,358%. It compares to 314 waiting at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn, up from 46 in April, to 292 at the James Paget University Hospital in Gorston, up from 4 in April. Professor Erica Denton from the Norfolk Norwich University Hospital Medical Director said the COVID-19 pandemic has had a significant impact on our waiting times for elective procedures. The extra safety and infection control measures we have put in place mean that the volume of planned surgery will not get back to the levels they were at before COVID-19 for some time, particularly if the number of coronavirus cases start to rise again in the expected in the coming months. We are prioritising the most urgent cases and doing everything we can to create additional capacity where available. We have already put in place 7-day working and doing additional work on Saturdays and Sundays.
More people in Norfolk and Waveney are set to be offered the flu jab this winter as part of a health drive to prevent the double threat of flu and coronavirus. This year, 30 million people in England will be able to access the free flu vaccine, the highest number on record. Public Health England, PHE, officials are calling for anyone eligible to get the jab after its research found people infected with both flu and COVID-19 between January and April were more at risk of severe illness and death. The health body said most cases of co-infection were in older people and more than half of them died. PHE's medical director, Dr. Yvonne Doyle, said the flu vaccine is more important than ever to help reduce transmission of flu and protect the nation from the double threat of flu and COVID-19. You may be offered it for the first time this year. It's important that you take up the offer to protect yourself and others. In the most recent figures showing the uptake in GP patients between September 2019 and February 2020, 72.3% of patients in Norfolk aged over 65 took up the vaccine.